Tell us a little bit about the Hawley Arts Festival. It's a splendid event. It's looming up on our calendar very, very quickly.
Indeed it is, starting on the 17th of April. The Arts Festival in Hawley is unique, I think, because you can see many other arts festivals taking place, but this one is about the community. We're not importing in acts to perform for us or professional people. This is very much about a festival for the people, by the people, if you like. And my goodness me, what a lot of creativity and professionalism even is going on in Hawley as we speak. There's so much going on. When I started this, I had no idea there was so much artistic activity of all sorts. It's brilliant.
Now there's lots of venues that are participating all week long, culminating in this final finale event. So tell us first of all some of the events that are happening during the week.
Okay, where to start? Well, we have live music at the Tavern Pub in Hawley, and Hawley Archway, they're putting on showcasing their young people and their talented performers, as well as offering backstage tours. We've got Hawley Library, who are hosting a couple of local authors for young people. They're hosting a drawing class and also an improv group called Dingbats, which will be great fun. Librarian nights. So
Librarian nights. It sounds like you're going to be bookworms everywhere.
Well, who knows what can happen on that? I think we wait to find out. But also, pretty central to the festival is Hawley Parish Church, St Bart's. When I first had the idea of having an arts festival, I went along to speak to Reverend Leslie Wells, and they were so encouraging, so supportive, because it's about the community. The majority of the events are free. Most of them you can just turn up. A few you have to book, one or two you have to pay for to cover costs. But they were so central to the festival. So we've got various choirs, local choirs coming. They're doing taster sessions. You know, come along and hear them. Maybe join in if you feel like it. You know, discover something new. We've got taster sessions with a dance group called Let's Dance Melange. You just go and shake your booty to popular music and have a bit of fun and a bit of a workout with people. They're taking part at the church. We've got the African community in Surrey and Sussex putting on an evening of contemporary African music and also food as well.
Which sounds awesome.
I know, I can't wait for that. That's happening on the Saturday, the 18th. On Thursday that week, we have a lunchtime concert for Baroque music, for organ and Baroque oboe. And our Baroque oboist also has a collection of unusual and lesser heard instruments. So come along and find out more about that too.
That sounds really, really interesting. Of course, you then come late into this big finale. It's about...
Yes, well, we've got three of the choirs performing. We've got Hawley Singers Rock Choir and Hawley Community Choir, and also Recorders in the Garage. So that should be a nice mix of music, just kind of celebrating what's gone on in the week.
And I hear you've got a super compere.
Well, Neil, as it happens, yes, a gentleman by the name of Neil Monday. So that should add a bit of gloss to the evening, I think.
I'm actually looking forward to it. It's going to be brilliant. And I'm just so looking forward to meeting all the choirs and sending them the love and respect that every musician or vocalist deserves.
Absolutely. With singing, we all know singing is really good for you. Research has you know, absolutely... demonstrated that your blood pressure goes down temporarily, you get a good feeling, get a rush of endorphins, and also it's about doing things with people as well, just being involved. It's really good for you, and you know, there may be something that you never knew you could do and might enjoy, so just come along and find out.
Now we're going to put the poster for the events up on the Suzy Radio website. So, but how can people get in touch to actually get tickets for these events, or are they just free, just turn up?
Okay, for some of the events which need tickets, and those are things like the Tours of the Archway and the design in STEM workshop, which is taking place at the Hub in Hawley. So for gamers who are interested in design, that's a must for you. The links to the booking is on the Hawley Town Council website. So I've been very fortunate that the officers at the Hawley Town Council have been really supportive of this, and they've hosted all the events. They put them on the website for us.
Absolutely brilliant. It's going to be a splendid event. I do love anybody who puts these events together. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And Lynette, this is going to be superb.
I really hope so. A lot of people who are taking part, they've been fantastic, and they've been so keen and so enthusiastic about taking part, whether it's singing, whether it's putting on something theatrical, the library putting on their events, the Hub. I hope I haven't missed anybody out here. The dancing, the drawing, all sorts of things. And I've had some really good support from Kay at Reigate and Banstead, and her designer, Kristen, who designed the logo. Support from the parish church, from Reigate and Banstead, and from Mike at Digibubble, who did the posters for us.
Lynette, before we conclude, just remind everybody of the dates of this wonderful festival.
Okay, well, it kicks off on Thursday the 16th at Serendipity Cafe, so it's Paint and Sip, and then continues through the 17th, the 18th, Monday the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and culminating on Saturday the 25th of April.
It's going to be absolutely amazing, and congratulations putting this event together.
Thank you very much. I feel absolutely honoured and privileged to be able to do this, and so grateful to everyone who's offered help and support and is generally just taking part and showing what a wonderful creative place that Hawley is.
That's the Hawley Arts Festival, and I've got to thank my guest, Lynette Easterbrook. Thank you very much for speaking to us on Susie Radio.
Thank you, Neil, and I will see you on the 25th at St. Bart's Church.